Morning, Star.
Who is this?
This is Joe Dica.
Oh, good morning, Joe. I think my ears are not working quite right as well as my voice this morning.
I just said good morning, Star, because you're the star of the show.
Oh, okay. I sure didn't hear her right. I did hear you right.
Yes, you did.
Well, what a nice thing to come on the line to. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Joe, how is everything going with you?
Fine, thank you.
Oh, good. Good. Great to hear that.
Good morning,
so somebody else has to be with us, too.
Hi, sure. This is Mona.
Hi, Mona. I enjoyed that conversation with you, although, Mona, I feel like it was totally one-sided.
Oh, no, it was fine.
Joe is one of the originals that we started together on a pilot group. We're going into our sixth year, aren't we, Joe?
It could be. I was thinking the other day maybe it was five.
We hit our fifth anniversary, so that's why I said we're going into our fifth anniversary within March.
Okay.
So, yeah, boy, how time flies, huh?
Yeah.
Good morning, guys. Who else is on with us?
Hi, Char. It's Jeannie. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeannie.
There was Ricky in the background going, Char!
Telling my for us. I missed your call, so was he on giving his chef stuff on Thursday?
No.
Okay, tell him he's got to come back and do it because I miss hearing his tips on what he's doing, too. Good morning, good morning, guys.
Good morning, this is Darlene.
Good morning, Darlene. Down in sunny California.
Yeah, well, it's supposed to be sunny today, but it's just 40 degrees right now.
See, what did I count? I counted, it was 78 here the other day before yesterday, I guess it was, and which is just weird as weird can be in upstate New York. And then it was, there were 2 days out of 15 that were not sunshine on the forecast. And it's been living to the forecast, so let me tell you, I'm not used to sunshine like this. It's wonderful. So I hope you guys are having bright spots where you are. So anyway, who else?
Molly Stone.
Pardon?
Molly Stone.
Molly, I'm sorry. Just didn't catch it. Next. Anybody that wants to give numbers can give numbers.
I have a 9.
Good for you. That's my match. That's my match from yesterday, too.
Char, I got a 9, too. It's Mary Lou.
Good morning, Mary Lou.
Good morning. Great call Saturday you did.
Well, I can't even remember it, so thank you for whatever. Hope it was useful. Good morning.
Good morning, it's Betty. I have a 9.
Good morning, Betty. Good job.
You get my 9, Darlene?
I got it now. Thank you.
What is the number?
Okay, this is Advanced Lifestyle, and I know we've got some people in the gallery listening, and we just want to let you know that we're here for the purpose of helping share information that has changed the lives of the people on the call, at least most of us already, and we want it to be available to as many people as we can possibly spread the word to. And this started out of a book called The China Study. And it is the largest nutritional study ever done in the world. In fact, you know what? I want to give you a short statement that I just pulled off of something. I don't know where I pulled it. Anyway, the China Study, the most comprehensive study of nutrition ever conducted, and the startling implications for diet, weight loss, and long-term health, very simply put. So, with that information, we decided we needed to group together to learn as quickly as we could and apply and just collect more information. And so that's why we're here today, just to simply pass it on, and we hope it's of value to you as you walk through it. We want to answer any questions that you might have and also point you in directions to more information. So, well, let's just start out and see who has a question that's on the top of their list right now.
Good morning, Charles. This is Maddie Dash. How are you?
I am doing great, Maddie. How are you doing?
Fine, fine. But this morning when I looked at my computer from the company, it says the Nikian Pi Mac products are BPA free. I don't know, I'm sure everybody got that spanned out. And several months ago, I guess, Fox News had an article on this very, very same thing.
Okay, now, wait a minute. I missed what you were saying there. Something just kind of glitched. It said what? It came in on your computer?
Uh-huh, from Nikan, Nikan PiMac products are BPA-free. And basically what it is this chemical that's called bisphenol A. And I guess several months we discussed this on the call about that being in the canned products and how it causes prostate and also breast cancer.
Okay.
And at the time, that was on Fox News. I think Nancy was the only other person other than myself that heard about it. And then we were saying, and also Monte D's, because he looked it up, and it was true. All of the canned products had this chemical in it, except the Eden products, you know, the Eden food products. But even in the Eden tomato products, they still had some of that in their cans. And that has something to do with the lining of the can, that sheer lining that they put in the cans. That's the plastic. It almost looks clear, but it has this particular chemical in it. And so it came down from the company that we don't use that product in our plastics, because evidently somebody must have had that about the bottles. And right now in Canada, they're getting ready to, I guess, say that this product is going to be suspended. They can't use it. It's going to be on one of those EPA lists that's dangerous.
Oh, they're going to allow it now to be listed as okay? Is that what you're saying?
No. But it is okay here in the United States. In the United States, it is okay. But in Canada, they're getting ready to outlaw that. Outlaw this.
Okay, outlawing it. Okay, I thought I was...
April the 18th.
Okay.
Which was Friday from the company, from Nikan.
Okay, okay.
So,
gotcha.
And so I guess a lot of the box now had this product in it, but our country is, of course, saying it's okay, but other countries are not. And Nikan just wrote a letter just saying that our plastic does not contain this particular chemical in it.
Okay, thank you for that. Thank you for that information. I was not following you because I was not hearing it clearly.
This is my question. This is what I keep asking you. Since that happened several months ago, we use a lot of tomato products, you know, with the chili and all the soups and things that we make. And so that's why I keep asking you, do you make your own different tomato products? Because a lot of the calls for purees, some calls for all those different things, as you know, as when we use the chili product, the beans, everything seemed to come out of cans.
Right. Okay, well, my easiest way around that is, one, use glass wherever possible, and I'm seeing that more and more on the shelves. So a lot of things that I'd probably have used other tomatoes for, and I won't say that my pantry is totally clean right now. There are some cans in there. I do less and less and less of them. And so that's just another reason, being reminded of it, to make sure that they get out of there. I can start with dried beans. It's not as convenient sometimes. But if the majority of the time it's not there, or not being used, if there is a can sitting there for backup, you know, the other way around it is when you do a batch, just throw a bag in the freezer for Pete's sake and pull pull them out. You can always do that to avoid needing to use that stuff for backup even. It depends on where the person is starting. I don't want to scare anybody off with these things because there's, you know, pieces of it that are more technical compared to the way the average American is eating. And I know you're where you are coming from, Maddie, and it's a very, very good question. It's an excellent question. And where you are right now, I would say get it out. You know, use glass, use dried, dried foods for your beans and the tomatoes. Yes, this summer I will be doing something, even if I go to the farmer's market. If I don't get it off my garden fast enough, I'll go to the farmer's market and start with fresh. It's not hard. I just throw mine in the freezer. I don't even do anything to them. I take the lazy way out. You can wash the tomatoes, put them on a cookie sheet, throw them in the freezer, throw them in a bag. And guess what? When you take them out, the skins drop off of them, and then you all you have to do is cut them. I mean, it's you know, there's no rocket science to that. But thanks for your comment. Mary Lou, do you have anything to add on that?
Well, no. You know, what we are doing, I know, is so much better than what I was doing before. But, you know, it's interesting that Maddie brought that up today because I hope I'm not opening a can of worms. I don't know if anybody saw 2020 last night.
No.
They had
you're
two
not
families.
Opening it because everybody else probably did.
They have had two families on there. The Greens, it was this one set, they named them the Greens, and they were vegetarian. In fact, the mother was vegan, and it was a family of four. And then they had the Browns, who fast-paced life, you know, running through the day, not paying any attention, you know. Running through fast food and all this other stuff. Well, what they were really testing all these people for were chemicals. And they checked them for 76 chemicals. And the Greens, they bought, you know, cleaning supplies were biodegradable and everything, too. Well, it was interesting because the Browns, 43 chemicals showed up in their body, and the Greens, 42 chemicals. But the Browns had 3 and 4 and 5 times the chemicals in their bodies than the Greens did. The Greens were being very, very, you know, careful, and they were still getting traces of it because it's everywhere, you know? I mean,
mm-hmm.
Why we need our air wellnesses and our, you know, we need our primate water, all that stuff. But the only thing that the Greens had more of was this thing Maddie is talking about, is this bisphenol, whatever it is. What, I can't pronounce it even.
BPA, huh?
Okay. That was the only thing. And she was shocked. This guy said, the commentator, he was just teasing her. He said, what's the deal here? Don't you care about your family? And she said, where on earth? She says, I'm trying to figure out where on earth that could be coming from. And he asked her how much canned food they ate. And she said, well, we do eat a lot of beans. I don't make my own beans. Well, you know, she's going to be changing that. They didn't mention tomatoes, but you see, she just wasn't aware of the Edens. You know, how we can go get those other things. So anyway, that was the only place that they, and I thought, Gad, why wouldn't anybody use their dried beans?
Yeah.
You know, so much easier. So.
Well, thank you for that comment. And, you know, these are the things for me that change those final pieces because none of us are ignorant on this call, and we're all here for the same reason. And, you know, whether it happens now, you've got too many other things to focus on first to get into place, or whether it comes about later, you know, it's just another part of it and something else we want to avoid. If we're, you know, really making the effort to eat as healthy. And, you know, once you start doing it, it's not difficult at all. It becomes a habit the same as brushing my teeth.
Absolutely.
It's not, you know, it's not something that's difficult. And, you know, I like Dr. Esselstyn's comment in his book, you know, out of 5.5 billion people on the planet, 4 billion eat the way we're talking about doing, and minus all the tin cans and everything else that goes along with it on this planet. So
you know,
how can it be so hard?
A good base, too, Maddie, is V8 juice a lot of times. You can find that in the glass bottles.
Oh, yeah.
And I've also thrown in fresh tomatoes.
Okay.
You know, it doesn't take them long to break down either.
No.
Sometimes
I've
even...
I haven't doing... Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
No, I was just thinking I was doing the pasta, but it's too much sugar to me. It's too sweet. The taste is too sweet when I put in my chili, the pasta,
uh-huh.
You know, the pasta sauces.
Uh-huh.
Just trying to get away from the, get those cans and do the glass. Mm-hmm.
You will find some of them that do not have the corn syrup and the sugar added to them. And let me see if I've got one here. And it's in a glass jar. And actually, that's what I have been using the most and prefer for just about anything that calls for tomatoes. Of course, when I want it, I don't see it here, I guess, but... Maybe I used the last one and have got to go out. The one that I... And I guess sometimes I just look at the carbs because it's faster. Let's see, where is it? It's way... Is there even... I can't even see any in there. And I'm not going to say this is the very, very cleanest, but it's Classico. Fire-roasted tomato and garlic. And... I can't see any. This one wasn't even available. I mean, this isn't even saying organic, but just the fact that there's none of the other stuff and that it was in glass, that was the choice I had in the store. I mean, we don't have health food stores around up here at all. So, and soybean oil was at the very end, but it was the very last ingredient, but it was a half a gram of fat. And I know we don't read these anymore, but sometimes they give an indication, only 10 carbs, and the protein I could care less about in this, but there is two. So anyway, comment. Somebody else have one that they've got that's...
And what was that char? Is that a juice? What is
no,
it?
This was a sauce, like a Maddie was talking about the...
tomato sauce.
Yeah,
okay.
You know, like
sauce.
A pasta sauce that
okay.
You just go ahead and put, and then I just add whatever to it, but it's well-seasoned, and, you know, it was readily available in the grocery store around here, and so, you know, again, take some time the first time in finding these ones that are in your area. Read the labels. The ingredients are changing rapidly, and some of them are really cleaning them up also.
I've bought that same brand you're talking about.
Okay, yeah. Good. So it's back there at home, too.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Okay. Because we don't always have the availability of getting to the best place to do our shopping when we can. That's absolutely wonderful. So I have a much more lenient feeling about that being, you know, an hour and a half from the store that I would like to be shopping in. So... We do the best we can, but anyway, this one is really very clean, so. Anyone else? But thank you, Maddie, for the question. I've got a question for you and Lee and who's the third person that's reading the maximum weight loss?
Oh, I have it, too.
Okay.
And Darlene.
I've had it for quite a while.
Okay, that's right. Darlene was the other one when I left. Yeah, please, somebody's trying to get in here.
Yeah, earlier when Maddie started to say that all the canned goods that has the BPA except...
Edens.
How do you spell it?
The spelling is E-D-E-N. Sorry, Mary Lou.
No, that's fine.
Is that the Canadian or U.S.?
Oh, it's all over the United States.
Oh.
You'll find it pretty much everywhere in the stores that carry or emphasizing that. We in Portland, we even have it in the discount food stores. They've added it into one of my favorites there. So but it depends on what area you're in, of course, as to where you're going to find it. But any of the health food stores will have that brand.
Okay.
Okay, for the ones that are working out of the maximum weight loss what are you seeing happen? Where are you with some of the things that you've picked up and that you're modifying with that?
Go, darling. She's doing great.
I want to hear, darling.
Yeah, I've made several of the recipes, and I don't know. It just seems like it's very natural. I don't know. But
they're easy to do.
And I think that I, you know, once I cut back on the fruit,
mm-hmm.
and I limit myself to two a day, and, geez, you know, I use my potato, my baked potato and stuff like that, my sweet yam, and, excuse me, and I just don't seem to be really get hungry. And I've been doing yard work.
You've been doing the physical work to prove it, huh? Okay, that's good.
Have,
so where does that stand on the, where are you standing now on the breads?
I don't have any.
You just don't have it, okay. Okay.
I have had some of the, I don't know if it's in the same ballpark, but I mean the rice cakes.
Oh, yeah, okay. No, those, we had those available to us all the time.
Yeah.
When we were down there, we did not have the bread available to us. It was very selective, and it was like three different times it was available at the meal. But, I mean, our snack room had the corn thins in there.
Yeah, and I'm also cutting up the raw vegetables so that I come past the counter instead of having a snack or something. I just did a couple bites. I cut up sliced carrots, you know, just the round way, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I put a little bit of rice vinegar on it.
Okay.
That taste, and it changes the taste a little bit. But celery, broccoli, I just have it there so it's handy, and I just, I graze, I guess.
Okay, but you're finding you're probably not doing as much on the amounts at one time, would you say?
No, not as much in the amounts.
Okay.
I'm just not that hungry.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, you're getting the nutritional level between that and, you know, the your basic supplements, your whole foods that you're taking, your body's satisfied.
Right, right.
I mean, that's what was always reported about my kids when we were supplementing our diet with whole foods years ago. They never ate as much as all the other teenagers. And yet they were as physical, more physical, because ours weren't allowed to watch but an hour of TV a day. And they were more physical than the other ones, but every time they went anyplace. But also, when the kids did go, they complained because, would it be rude, Mom, if I took my own breakfast with me? Because I can't function on dry box cereal. I remember two of them telling me that, not just one.
Right.
So, I mean, that's been, you know, years and years of doing that stuff, so.
I think now it's just more fine-tuning.
It is. It is. And the appreciation I have for food right now after coming back from down there, I mean, I encourage anybody that has the funds and the interest in doing it to go there and experience it. I know it's spendy, but not compared to surgery, not compared to hospitalization. It's a giveaway, actually. And anybody in this business, of course, can write that off. If you're opening your mouth and sharing it with other people as part of what you do, it is a very, you know, it's a no-brainer. It's a write-off. Anyway, came back with just a stack of recipes, and my refrigerator is so full of leftovers, I think we could eat for 2 weeks and never cook another thing here. But I will, I promise I will be sharing some of those with you because they're very easy. I wanted to go through and make sure I made them myself and do the adjustments because I don't want anybody to get it, make it, and say this wasn't good, and a couple of them definitely needed to be adjusted. So I am working on that. Anybody have one they want to share this morning?
I made a, this is Jeannie, I made the pasta fagioli. This is from the McDougal newsletter. I don't know if it's on the maximum weight loss or not.
Okay.
This is from the January newsletter.
January newsletter, and what was the name of it again?
Pasta fagioli, I guess. F-A-G-I-O-L-I. Fagioli.
Okay.
Do we have any Italians on the call?
You're close. That counts.
But it's a simple bean and pasta stew is what they're calling it. And it takes about 20 minutes to prepare and then about 40 minutes to cook. So it's not like a real quickie, but it was fairly easy. And I did use canned beans. I happen to have the Eden variety, thank goodness. After hearing that, I checked my cans. But it has an onion and then garlic, and you put that with a tablespoon of water in a big pot and kind of stir it around until they soften.
Uh-huh.
And then you put two 15-ounce cans of chopped tomatoes. So you could use your chopped tomatoes fresh, or you could use the, you know, what you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Three 15-ounce cans of cannellini beans. Those are the white kidney beans.
Those are great. I love those.
Yeah. And then 10 large leaves of fresh basil, and you roll them up and slice them into strips. A bay leaf, a teaspoon of dried oregano, a half a teaspoon of sugar, and several twists of fresh ground pepper. And you stir all that up. You cook the onions and the garlic first for about, you know, until they soften, and then you add the tomatoes, beans, basil, bay leaf, oregano, sugar, and pepper. Bring it to a boil and cover over low heat. Cook for about 30 minutes. And I used my big stock pot with my Neekin cookware. And then you boil the pasta, and I used whole wheat penne ricotta. Whole wheat penne. And you pour the bean mixture over the pasta and stir it up, and then sprinkle extra basil on top. And it calls for a Parmesan sprinkle, which she gives you the website where you can get it. I didn't have that, so I just eliminated that.
Yeah, it's those things don't make a huge difference, I found, on the flavor of them.
Yeah. We added some crushed red pepper. And it was just delicious. It makes 8 servings, and I put it on a huge pile of spinach, fresh spinach, and I cut up some purple cabbage underneath it, too. We've been putting everything on top of greens.
You know, and I haven't been doing that, Jeannie, and thank you for the reminder, because that is tastes so wonderful to mix that. You know, make
really
your main dish and just pile the greens underneath and pour it over the top of it. It is so good. I forgot how good that was. And in fact, in the summertime last year, I was even doing it just room temperature over greens. And
yeah.
It's also very, very good that way. What I am going to do right now, I'm looking because I know there's so many links on McDougal's website, and that's DR for Doctor MCDOUGALL.com, DrMcDougal.com. And so I'm going to email that to Mary Lou. She will just, because I know my list is not up to date with probably people that have been added and would like the information. If I can pull that one newsletter up, I'll just send that over to you, Mary Lou, and then you could shoot it out to everybody. And Mona, are you still on the line?
Yes, ma'am.
Why don't you give Mary Lou, Mary Lou, just give your website to her, and she can click hers to you. That'll be easier for you, and you add her to your list also.
You mean my email address?
Yeah.
Rardins. That's R-A-I-R, and then D like dog, O, N like Nikon, F like Sam. So it's Raritans@comcast.net.
And then, Mona, just email your email address to her, and she'll add it, and then you'll be getting the recipes and the links and all that stuff. So I'll make it easy for you and her, too, at the same time, I think, because I think I'm a little behind on some of this Internet stuff here.
Try one question. Jeannie, what greens are you using as a base? Is this just your regular salad or your spinach? What are you using?
Well, you know, we were pretty lazy last night, and I had a big batch of spinach. I bought the organic in the plastic tub,
yeah.
You know, the big.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I just took big handfuls of that, and, you know, and put that under. But I've done the mixed greens, too, which I like. I buy those. Sometimes they have them whole, and you can scoop them into your bag yourself. Mm-hmm. So I've been doing the lazy version of that. Especially on the weekends, because we're kind of tired on the weekends. And, you know, real quickly, for Ricky, he sometimes struggles with portion size. And so this allows it to look like you have a huge portion of the pasta in there. And you're getting more of the green. So it looks like you have a lot, you know, rather than having just the pasta on the plate and then a salad on the side. For us, I think that's working really good, portion size. I mean, you got to learn to cut back portions, I know, but.
Char, this is Joe.
Yes, Joe.
Somebody had mentioned before about your call on Saturday, and that's one of the reasons I greeted you as Good Morning Star. But just in case there are some people that are new, that are listening, and, you know, in the gallery, I would really encourage them to get on the call that you and Carol Goose did with your son, your illustrious son, Vance, because that was such good information. And if somebody wants to just know more, I just think that would be a good resource for them.
Well, I'm so happy to hear that, because I didn't, you know.
I agree.
Just thank you. Yeah, just I didn't know how the total came across to new people. You can't. One thing we can't do, and you actually can't either, so I'm going to wait to hear feedback from somebody brand new. Also, when we've had so much information, we're coming from an already educated standpoint.
True.
And things fall into place much easier for us. And it's hard to try and think of it, but thank you for that comment. And that is our greatest hope when we're doing these things, is that it's easy to understand for people. So
level of awareness. So anyway, I would encourage, I don't think it's out yet today, but www.growinginwellness.com.
Okay, and thank you for that reminder also. And you can get the CDs, and I will listen to it after I get my CD, because I'm on auto ship with it, so I am anxious to hear it from not trying to think about what's coming next. Okay, I found the newsletter for January, and I'm just going to say, guys, there's a lot of recipes. I'm just going to make it easy for Mary Lou and shoot her the spot right to that recipes, so you don't have to go looking. But go in there and go through them and just pick out something that sound good. But that one that you gave Jeannie sounds really good.
Well, it just sounded good for us last night. It was one that I already had the stuff, you know. And we were going through, no, don't feel like that. No, don't feel like that. So, oh, that sounds good. Let's make that. One of those kind of things, you know.
Well, and when you know other people's tastes and you know that you like similar. But there is just so many recipes in there. You could be busy for the rest of your life trying a new dish every day and still not get through all of them. They've got about 4 or 5 years of newsletters. And some weeks there's more. And also realize that you're going to find some desserts in there for special occasions, and this is not a nightly thing, let me tell you, if you're trying to really be healthier, and especially anybody that's trying to cut pounds, your weight will, you don't even have to focus on your weight. If you just focus on eating the healthiest you possibly can, the weight will come into balance. Because you'll get tired of gorging yourself with this good food, and you'll cut back to normal size servings, realizing that you really don't have to eat quite that much. And that's what we saw happen when we were down there for 10 days also. The first 3 days, as we were warned on the third day, you guys are probably getting tired of gorging yourselves now. You can cut back a little bit on quantities. And it was the truth. Because they had so much food out for us to eat all the time. So anyway.
Did Char, did he have those bran muffins that he had before?
You know, we did not. In fact, I don't think we saw a muffin the whole 10 days. I don't remember a muffin the whole time.
On that three-day weekend when we were down there.
Right. Those were wonderful. Did we ever, we probably have a recipe for that one, too. It was probably because he cut the breads out of the maximum weight loss. The breads are one thing that are left out because they want you to fill up on real, you know, vegetables and two servings of fruit a day. All the veggies you want, especially in the greens. And as I mentioned before, and even I think we even talked about it on the call Saturday. Tell me if we did. The table set up, you start out with the greens, and did I do that?
Right.
Okay, good. Thank you. Can't remember when I...
I know you said you're going to do a follow-up, huh?
Yeah. We've got some things in the making that he just doesn't want to say until we get firm word on it, so...
I'd like to hear about breakfast sometime. What he did for breakfast. I know I heard you say cereal.
Okay, well, the very best recipe, and I can copy that and send that to Mary Lou at the same time here, is a multi-grain. Now, I had trouble here finding some of the grains, and I can just rattle those off to you so you can actually see if you've got them, and if you don't, if you're going to the store today, you can pick them up, because it was voted the number one cereal.
Awesome.
While we were there, I mean, everybody was going after it because it's chewy, and they had for toppings things like grape nuts or.
Oh, Nancy does that.
Yeah, grape nuts. What was the other things? They had some kind of a bran cereal. I used grape nuts on it, and we put fresh bananas. I liked bananas. I switched from apples to bananas because the grain is so chewy. So you can do, actually, I can give you the amounts here. Let me just do it. That's going to be faster. Okay, 4 cups of oat groats. That's whole oats. It looks like a grain. It looks like a barley or a buckwheat type thing. 4 cups of oat groats. Now, I couldn't find those anywhere up here, anywhere at all, so I substituted steel-cut oats.
Okay.
And that worked fine. Half a cup of brown rice. Half a cup of quinoa, and that's spelled Q-U-I-N-O-A. Q is in queen, U-I-N-O-A.
Half a cup,
yeah. All of the rest of these are a half a cup, so all you have to do is write down the item. It starts with the 4 cup of oat groats, and the rest is half a cup. So it's brown rice, quinoa, then barley, millet, rye, and spelt berries, which is similar to wheat. So if you don't find spelt, you can substitute wheat, which is what I also had to do because I couldn't find that one.
The wheat berries?
Yeah, I used wheat berries on mine, and it still was wonderful. Okay, my favorite way of doing it is the night before, or I did it the other day early in the morning and let it sit all day. Bring to boil. oil, 3 cups of water. Rinse 1 cup of that mixture of those grains under cold water and add the pan. Turn off the heat after they, you know, you've had it to a boil again, and let it set until the next morning. Scoop it out and you're ready to go. Now, I like mine a little runnier, so instead of 3 cups, I added 4 or 4.5 cups. So adjust the water. You can always add more water into it. And any of you that are making your own milk, I stirred in the okara, which is the waste or what's left in the basket after your milk has been made, and that just makes it taste wonderful too, because my milk is usually almonds, a little bit of almonds. I've cut way back on the almonds since I've been down in California. Less almonds and more brown rice is my favorite mix for the milk. So any of that kind of thing that is, you know, whole, just your whole grains, is chop it up, chop up a banana or an apple and put on top, or even a half of an apple, put on top. I add a lot of cinnamon in there also, which they gave us to put on top. I just mix it into the whole batch when I make it.
Char, did you say bring in 4 cups of water to a boil, and then the 1 cup of water is with all of the items?
No, I added an extra cup. Instead of 3 cups of water, I do 4 cups of water to start with, and then 1 cup of the mixture goes in.
Only 1 cup of this mixture?
Right. It will soak up a lot of water.
Oh, wrong. Okay.
It will soak up a lot of water. It'll be still thick.
Oh, I'm
okay.
Excited.
Okay, and you let it sit
good.
Overnight.
You let that, you let it sit overnight. Now, if you want to do it in the morning, you know, it just takes longer. I'm always doing things the easiest possible way. They bring the water to a boil, cover the pan, cook over medium-low heat for an hour, let rest uncovered for the last 10 minutes before serving. That's too much energy. But, you know, you guys are getting past breakfast anyway, so you can do it that way if you choose.
So okay, I have a question.
Yes.
Okay, you took your four cups of water, and that was water that came to a boil, and you threw in the cup of your grains, and then you just turned it off?
Right.
Okay.
Right, just turn it off and let it set.
Okay.
So, yes.
Yeah, this is LaVon. How did
yes.
you eat that? Then just right out of the pan, or did you eat it hot or cold? Or?
Oh, we heated up the next morning, and then I refrigerate. I've got a great big glass container that holds my cereal every time I make it up, and we go through quite a bit of it, so we eat it pretty fast. But, you know, at home, that would be a week's worth for us. Making up a cup of it, or close to a week, because we'll do, on the weekend, we do something different.
Okay, then when you heat it up, can you add a little bit of almond milk, or?
Oh, yeah, we always serve it with almond milk, or rice milk, or mine's a combination of the two, and then chopped up piece of fruit, like either banana or apple, depending on how much I want, you know. Maybe a half of an apple instead of a whole apple. But I have minused out the nuts that I was putting on top for the maximum. I don't really need them with the fruit. You know, they taste good, but it's not a necessary, so I save those for more special types of occasions that I want to get more flavor out of it, like scattered pecans on a salad or something like that, because that was another thing. Cutting down on the oils has been real easy also since I've come back, because really I don't like scrubbing the pan when there's been oil in the pan, in just using broth, water, and I always have a concentrate broth soup base available, so I don't even have to open a carton of it in the liquid form, and I just put a little bit of the Pymag water in the bottom of our cookware and turn the burner on and put a half a teaspoon of the concentrate. It's a soup base, and there's different brands. I, of course, find one that doesn't have MSG in it. They, when you get to flavorings and you get to things that you're using very sparingly that are for seasonings, they don't beat us. They didn't beat us up down there. No, I'm not going to buy something that's got MSG in it because I'm allergic to it, and I want it as chemical-free as possible. But when you get into some of those things, like soup bases, for example, you're usually going to find some kind of thing in there that you would prefer not having in there. But their rule of thumb is you're using a really small amount, and we're not trying to be, you know, totally radical. I mean, it's great if you found something that has absolutely nothing. Anybody got that for a soup base?
Yeah, what brand are you using, Char?
Mine is a Knorr. It's a commercial. I got it before I left Portland at the, what I call a restaurant supply. It's a Knorr vegetable base. I hope I read it right the last time, and the print is so lousy and blurred on here, I can't read it again right now as I pulled it out. But I'm...
Yeah, they have a lot of soups, so I just imagine that.
Yeah, there's, you know, there's some starches, and I don't see any... I don't see anything. Well, you know, there is sugar, a little bit of sugar in it. It comes after the salt, and it is fairly salty. So, again, I use very little of it, but it's still better than oil, okay?
Right.
So.
And down at the McDougal's thing, you said that on top of his cereal that they put grape nuts or bran instead of nuts, huh, Char?
Yeah,
that would be your crunch?
Yes, for the crunch. Yes, exactly right. And this cereal tends to be real chewy, so, you know, the steel-cut oats are much softer when we were cooking those by themselves, but this one was just, I mean, it was by far, by the end of the week they were making twice as much because everybody was eating more of it. We didn't go the reverse. Are we having that cereal again tomorrow? Yes.
Yeah, this is LaVon again. On this cereal, okay, you said spelt berries, right?
On the cereal, spelt, yeah, S-P-E-L-T, S like
Sam. They're not spelt flour.
Not spelt flour, no, these are all whole grains.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, I've never seen that around.
Yeah, well, I've got a 5-gallon pail I could share with you at home, but I'm not
there. Well, I wish I was out there. Another question, I don't want to take up too much time here, but I just got on when you were talking about Eden brand, and what did you say about that?
Eden is the one that has no BPAs in it, in any of their cans that they're using or containers.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It's BPA-free is what we were going after because Nikan had sent out an email saying that all their products are BPA-free. And our government's allowing it, and Canada's not, from what I gathered came off of Maddie's comments this morning, so. Okay, guys, we're way past. I apologize, but thanks for all the comments and interaction this morning. I hope you found something that was of value. And if you did, please utilize and pass on to other people. We know there's millions of people out there that want to know. They just don't know they want to know yet. And I feel that obligation and responsibility. We wouldn't have the problems going on in this country the way they are if more people knew this information. So that's our goal collectively. So thank you, guys, for a wonderful start for the morning here.
Thank you, Char.
And we'll be on tomorrow. Okay. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye-bye.